The Hawaii Community Foundation office on Kauai is headed up by Darcy Yukimura, Director of Community Philanthropy. And she's out in the field observing where the greatest needs are following the storm and flooding of April 14th and 15th. Ultimately, Darcy and the HCF Kauai Island staff are working to get funding where it can help the most. Aloha, I'm Kat Howland, member of the HCF team based in Honolulu. The more we on Oahu heard from Darcy about how the recovery effort is unfolding, the more we thought that you, too, would want to hear these stories of impact. Over the next few weeks, while Darcy and her team visit the nonprofits who are helping community members to rebuild, we will document the efforts and bring them to you in this series of short audio stories. Thank you for joining us. As of today, April 23rd, Monday, you've been to several community meetings and visited nonprofits on the North Shore as work on the recovery effort after the storm and flooding of April 14th and 15th has gotten underway. What are your impressions as you're talking to people about how they're doing and how the effort is going?
Well, I can't say enough about this community, Kauai. The community has come together. We've seen tremendous leadership emerge, that so much of the relief effort is community-led, volunteer-led, organized, methodical, and very, very effective. Mm-hmm. So we're really seeing that the community leaders are staying together. They're moving in step together. There's a lot to get through. And yet I'm seeing, you know, everyday improvement. And things are shifting rapidly as well. So as certain needs are getting met, the focus shifts to another space. And people are stepping up in that area. So it's just incredible to be a part of such an amazing effort of the community.
Well, I know, you know, at HCF, we're so grateful to have you sort of carrying information back and forth. And I know that you and a leadership team at HCF, you all are meeting every couple of days to talk about those needs as they're shifting. So it's really helpful, I'm sure, to have your perspective about kind of the evolving, you know, changing needs as they're happening. On Friday, HCF distributed a second round of grants from the Kauai Relief and Recovery Fund after less than a week of the fund being in existence, after less than a week of convening the donors and the funds to help the community. And I know more grants were approved this morning. So what can you tell us about how these grants are helping the people of Kauai through the nonprofit organizations?
Sure. This rapid deployment of funds to where it's most critically needed, and with a lens of strategy, and really our lens is how can we leave the community stronger after this incident is over? Mm-hmm. So the funds that have been deployed have been to local nonprofits in the area, mm-hmm. because everyone has stepped up so much. So these funds are helping them respond to the community that they're in, that they are trusted, and with the people that you know, are in the community who are known and trusted as well. So these funds deploy the services that they normally do, and then how they're expanding to meet the need. So we're bringing in funds to stipend more workers to get the to meet the needs of the relief effort. Mm-hmm. We're funding use of things like Limahuli Gardens of National Tropical Botanical Garden to utilize their heavy equipment and machinery and the operators that are skilled in these areas to help do the cleanup effort and open up the roads and clear people's driveways and things like that. So that's what I think is different and maybe special about these grants, because we're really standing up, fortifying the existing community that's in the field already.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I know you've visited with many of the nonprofits. I know you sent us some great photos of a lot of the efforts that are going on, and we'll make sure to put those up on the Kauai Relief and Recovery Fund page on our website so that people get a chance to see some of those photos. One of the nonprofits that you visited over the weekend, you spoke with Kathy Butler, and you sent me that clip. What can you tell me about, and I'll shift over to that clip after you and I are done talking, so that folks can hear it. What do you want to say about that visit? I think it was to the food pantry. Is that right?
That's right. It was really great to see. So this is the first day. The food pantry there in Kilauea is open once a week. It's all volunteer run. Kathy Butler is leading the effort, but as a volunteer, as someone who just loves her community and wants to serve. Mm-hmm. So what we saw was that they were able to respond with the grant immediately. They went out and they purchased different kinds of equipment or supplies, such as Clorox and gloves and boots, people, you know, to help people stay safe as they're cleaning up their homes. They had a table there that was taking information that could help the overall assessment of the damage. And they're meeting the needs. They're just a wonderful organization that's able to move quickly. So, for instance, a local fisherman came by with a lot of fresh fish. So they were able to cut and wrap and get it out to people so they can have a healthy meal for the week.
I think that's fantastic. And it sounds like, you know, the work of the pantry is also, it's enhanced because of their reputation in the community. It's like, you know, people know that that's where they can go. And you know that that's a good reputable organization that, you know, if funds were to go to them, they really are able to help quite a few people.
Absolutely. And so refreshing to see that, you know, to come up when their doors open and see that they absolutely have stepped up to answer the needs of the people that they see.
Yeah, that's great. Well, Darcy, I'm going to let you go. I know you have other meetings to get to and a lot on your plate for the rest of the day. So thank you so much for joining us. And for this podcast episode, we'll shift over to that call so that other folks can hear your conversation with Kathy Butler at the food pantry.
And thank you, Kat. Thank you so much to all of the people who have Kōkua brought in charitable contributions and donations. It's a really amazing to be able to react this quickly to this, the flooding disaster, and provide these needed funds. So mahalo nui loa to everyone who's come together with us. Aloha.
Aloha. We're at the Kauai North Shore Food Pantry in Kilauea, and I'm sitting here with Kathy Butler. Kathy, can you tell us your name, your organization, and the mission of the organization?
The name of our organization is the Kauai North Shore Food Pantry, and we are an independent food pantry, a separate 501c3, and we're located in Kilauea. And the purpose, our mission for what we do every single Saturday, every week, is to feed the underfed of our community to the best of our ability. And we start collecting food all week long. We shop at the food banks on Friday and purchase close to 2,000 pounds of food every week. And we give away most of it every Saturday, if not all of it. I have a fabulous group of about 20 volunteers that help on both Fridays and Saturdays. And we have lots of farmers that will donate to us every Saturday, so we have lots of fresh produce from the local farms, and most of it is organic, if not all of it, and people are thrilled to get it. Our normal number of people that we serve every Saturday, we're averaging about 75 right now, and we often have as many as 85 people per week, and that's people that shop. That's the number of families, and in each family, there's lots more people. Last year, we gave 90,000 pounds of food away, and usually every week we feed close to 200 family members, sometimes a little more, sometimes a little less, so we're feeding a lot of people in Kilauea.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for your efforts. And I understand this is all volunteers that are serving those students.
That's correct. We are an all-volunteer organization. We have no paid staff except for a grant writer and an accountant to make sure that we're doing what we're supposed to be doing with our monies that we receive. And but other than that, we're completely volunteer.
Great. And you know, in light of our recent storm and flooding, can you tell me what you have been anticipating? It's been a week since the flood, and what your response is with the food pantry?
Well, we started earlier in the week shopping and buying a lot of extra personal care products, extra food, cleaning supplies that we don't ordinarily offer, towels, a lot more diapers than we might ordinarily offer. On Friday, I went to Costco and with a friend, and we purchased bunches of bread, sandwich meat, cheese, condiments, whatever people might need to make sandwiches. And we took that up to Hanalei to a woman named Paulina. And she has gotten a group of Rotary people together, of which I'm also a part of. And they are making hundreds of sandwiches every day for lunch to take out of her personal kitchen. And now they're up in all week, but now they've moved to WIPA, so they're in a commercial kitchen, which is wonderful. And they're going to continue to do that as long as the need is there. And I'm sure we'll be a big part of that operation as well.
Mm-hmm. It's fantastic. We were just there, and they are in full operation. Yep. And so today is the food pantry is just about to open. There's a long line outside. What is your sense of the need today?
I think the need is today is pretty much the same as it's always been. People need food. They need to eat. We're not having as many, it doesn't appear to me so far, to have as many people here from the flood-affected areas, because I think they're just probably still in shock, and they're concentrating on what their immediate needs are. And a lot of organizations are feeding them. So we'll probably have our usual crowd here with a few extras. But as the weeks progress, this whole process is going to take several months. And so we'll be here every week to fill whatever they need.
Well, your consistency is the key. And so I just want to thank you for taking some time out. It's been a long, trying week, and we really appreciate all the work that you're doing and all of your volunteers. It's really a wonderful aloha effort by everyone.
I think it's the aloha spirit is alive and well still in Hawaii, and I'm very proud to be a part of it.
Thank you, Kathy.
If you would like to support the communities on Kauai, consider giving to the Kauai Relief and Recovery Fund at HCF. Donations can be made online at hawaiicommunityfoundation.org.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.